Ora, hoje cai a torre a suque, frota le mista le cai. Hearken well to the instruction of my spirit in this hour, saith the Lord. For sooner than you think you're ready, you shall be on the front lines like none in this generation have seen. For I am bringing forward the promise of my spirit. You are the generation. You are the generation spoken of that shall cause the knowledge of the glory of the Lord to cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. Hearken well. Hearken well to the voice of my spirit. Follow precisely the instructions given. You are my hope in the earth. It is not my desire to find another group, although there are other groups. Do not get lifted in pride. But as I have said before in another place, where do I find those that I've groomed and seasoned and taught and trained in prayer and fasting for 20, 30 years? It's not my desire to start with a new group. And it's more than this one around the world. But no, as I have said again previously, there is no plan B. There is no plan B. You are my plan. Hearken again. Hearken to the voice of my spirit in this hour, says the Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh, my Shantar God. We love you. We adore you. We praise you, Lord. We adore you. We praise you. We praise you. Can we sing just a little more, please? Sandarabiko. Praise the Spirit.
Father, we just worship you today. We glorify you and magnify you, Jesus. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. You're so worthy, Jesus. There's no one worthy but you, Lord. There's no one worthy but you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you. We receive today the word of the Lord, Father. We receive from you. We receive what you have said, Father. We thank you. We are. We honor you, Lord. We thank you for this group that you have chosen, Father God. This group that you have decided. Lord, we say yes today. We say yes, Lord. We'll follow you. We'll go where you have us to go. We'll do what you have us do. We'll say what you have us say, Lord. We receive. Yes, we receive our training. We receive the grace that you've given us, Lord. Help us. Help us to receive it, the fullness of it, and walk in it. Oh, you're so worthy, Jesus. Can we do one more time? He's so worthy. I don't care what you're saying. Just one more time. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise the Son.
What I saw this time as we were singing, I can only describe it by something that I saw on the internet recently. It was a picture. It said, have you ever seen what an atomic bomb would look like exploding underwater? And so I saw this in this huge explosion. And as we were singing, I saw that picture. An explosion under the waters coming forth. And then I began to see it in another place and in another place and in another place and in another place. Hida barakasa talabositinda rongosa papastate yesa talabosanga for his bandam dele barikande ndindakosta basata and wasamanaste dendrokushcha. What some have said would take years and years and even decades, I say to you, I can do in a moment. And I can change things quicker than you think you can do it. So trust me when I say I'm working on your behalf. Trust me when I say I have you and I'm holding you in the palm of my hand. Trust me when I say it will be worth it as you follow me. As you stay where I have you stay and you go where I have you go. Trust me that in a moment I can change everything. Just as I have said, there would be wave after wave after wave of my glory and my power. And just as I have said, don't be distracted by those waves. Also, do not discredit those things that I bring upon the earth. Whether it be in this place or in another, do not discredit what I do, but glorify me, honor me, trust me, and you'll see that what I do in one place, I'll do it in another. And do not think more highly of yourself than you ought to think. Do not think that this is the only place and the only time that I will move. But know that you are a part of all that I am doing on the earth. And it's because you'll stay where I have you stay and go where I have you go that I'm able to bring what I bring to the earth. So I need you. I need you. As I said, yes, you'll be on the front lines. Yes, you'll be on the front lines. It's very, very, very close, you see. But the front lines for me may be different than what you had expected and what you desired to see. But you'll know when I work throughout the earth, glorify me. You'll know that it's because you were faithful. Because I was able to use your authority. So don't stop. Don't be surprised when I wake you in the night. Don't be surprised when I call upon you throughout the day. And do not be... Oh, mama satala. Do not delay when I call upon you for prayer. When I call upon you to speak. When I call upon you to move. Do not delay. Because in a moment, in an instant, I can make a difference. Explosions of my spirit are happening around the earth and around the world. And you will see that as you're faithful to me, I'll use your authority to bring these things to pass in Yamasakata. Yeah. Orabasakaya. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. Yeah. Homa Satandala. All of a sudden I heard this. It'll be in your lifetime. And I'm reluctant to say these things because I don't want to be saying the wrong thing. You know, I don't want to give the wrong information, but this is what I'm hearing. If you're in this room, and that's as far as I'm going with it. If you're in this room, it's in your lifetime. Some have said, well, I thought it was going to be in his lifetime or in her lifetime or in this lifetime. But the Lord says, no. If you trust me, it's in your lifetime. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody says, that's got to be really quick. No. Praise God. All right. Hallelujah. Gary, I think that's all I got, brother. Thank you.
Sing in the spirit, please. All of you. I will sing with the spirit. I will sing with the understanding. Let your spirit rejoice in God. Sing with the spirit for a little while. Shandalebreko. Andelele kayande dema. Froriandero ki. If I can do it, you can do it. Shandele. Andele ki.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we worship you and we praise you. We magnify you and we glorify you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We glorify you. Hallelujah, Jesus. One moment. Hallelujah. Just one moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Doesn't take a lifetime anymore. Hallelujah. One moment I can change things in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I worship you and I praise you and I honor you. And I glorify you and I magnify you. Lift you up. Jesus, you are a wonder. You're the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. You are our life. You are eternal. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we worship you. We praise you. Almighty God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let everybody say hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, you are our Father. Hallelujah. You are, hallelujah, the one and the only. And we worship you and we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. There's no one like you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we worship you. O Prince of Peace, that is what I long to do, to give you the praise, for you are my righteousness. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I give you the glory. There's no one like you. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. And I give you the glory. There's no one like you. I bow before you, Jesus, and I give you the glory. There's no one like you. I give you the praise, for you are my righteousness. Lord, I worship you, and I bow before you, 'cause there's no one like you. I worship you, Jesus, and I give you the glory. There's no one like you. I worship you. I worship you. And I give you the glory. There's no one like you. I give you the praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There's no one like you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. There is no secret what God can do. Hallelujah. When he's ready to do what he needs to do, he will do it. All he asks of us is to be ready. Hallelujah. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. One moment I can come and I can change your lifestyle. I can change you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you and I honor you. Give you the glory. I love to worship you. I love to praise you. I love to honor you. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
He's not through, you know, Hans.
Hallelujah. corazón de la masia de Dios, Santo. Thank you. We just worship you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's no other name. No other name whereby men could be saved. You know, when I heard the Lord talking about what He's doing in other places and around the world, and almost heard it like a caution to say, it would be possible that you would say, well, that's not us. That's not what God's going to do through us. So therefore, that must not be the best. Or that must not be, almost saying that must not be God. But the Lord would say, do not criticize the things that I'm doing in the earth and the moving that I'm doing through your brothers and sisters around the world. Do not look to find fault in it, but look to see that I am pleased with my family. I am pleased with my children, and I am moving the best that I can throughout places around the world. And sometimes you'll see movement. You'll see explosions. You'll see what some would call revival. And the tendency might be to say, that's not revival, because of what we know revival to be. But allow me to move as best as I can as I'm preparing the way for what you will see and what you will know as revival. But let me move. Oh, for this is a season and a time, says the Lord, that I am setting people free. I am using people like you who have come and dedicated yourselves and given your authority unto me. And I'm using that authority to go throughout the earth and set men free. So this is not the time to criticize when you see a move or a work. But it's a time to lift them up and pray that they not move off one degree, but that they'll stay steadfast with me. And you'll see that as I move and you allow me to, I'll use your authority. I'll bring correction if needed. But I desire, I long for, and I yearn to see my people set free. So don't think that you want this more than I do. Don't think that you know how to do it better. Just trust in me. Just trust in me. Yeah, there have been many men who've come up with ideas and ways and plans to work on the earth and to bring freedom and to bring correction and to bring direction and it's gone on for many generations. But I say, this is my generation. This is my generation to move on the earth. This is my time because of people like you who've been willing to allow me to come. So continue steadfast. Do not let up. Do not relent. But continue in prayer, continue in fastings, continue in hearing my voice and obeying what I say. It's not enough just to pray. But you must hear my voice and do the things that I ask of you to do. And you'll see that I'll be moving. Sometimes through you, sometimes through someone else. But I'll be moving using the authority that you give to me. So trust my ways. Trust my judgment and see that I'll move through who I can. And I'll do what I can. And I need you to do what I ask you to do. For yes, it's true. This is a time when I can do things that have taken many, many years from former generations to lay down and to provide the groundwork. But you'll see that I can move very, very quickly. And it's important to not get critical nor judge those that you think wouldn't have picked. Don't worry. I know who I'm picking. I know what I'm doing, says the Lord. I know who I am, and I need you to be who I've called you to be. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There's such a stillness here. He's very serious about this. This isn't just a, you know, Sunday morning church. I mean, it is Sunday morning church. Yes. I'm going to say this in the way that I understand it, the best words I can come up with, and that's, we're so close to this thing, and this is why God is coming in such a manner that He's wanting us to realize this is very serious. We're so close to it that we can't miss it. You know, we can't have a misstep or a miscarriage of this thing that He's bringing. And it's He wouldn't be telling us that if it wasn't possible to do that. So we must be aware. And da laboro cus bata andara casate se cicela. Candana baste. Yeah. All right. I'll do it His way. Hodande la ranga sacanda seteta quasta casatenda dozianda rango standela racasta yunde la bassa kela and onde la bassa kala rasande dostangela but let it ia canda la bossa quate and let me di andusta di asata and lembero quasate zoto jande quala macandesta cetela. For as I put more. What's the word, Lord? As I ask of you things that maybe I had not asked before, as I put more responsibility upon you, do not take that and put it on your brother. Don't put that on your sister. Don't look at someone else and say, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? But you allow me to be a father. And you allow me to deal with my children individually. You allow me to move in this place. For I say I'm speaking to mature sons and daughters of God who hear my voice and know who I am. You allow me to give instruction. And you do what I've asked you to do. You align where I've asked you to align, and you let me. You let me fitly join my body together, and you'll see as each one is responsible, hears my voice, and does what I've asked you to do, I will move in a healthy way. working body. And the world will take note. The world will see. So you leave the questions with me and let me be the deciding vote. Trust my wisdom, says the Lord. Trust my wisdom. Listen, I was just sitting there minding my own business. It wasn't my idea to come up here today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Soroko sabatista chela. Hallelujah, Jesus. Soroko shanjala basta. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What do you want, Lord? What do you want to do? We trust you. Have your way, Lord. I think I'm good. I just sense some type of ministry is all I'm... And not that I need to do it or anyone needs to do it, but I just feel that the Holy Spirit's ministering in a way we just have to receive from Him. And I'll just give it back to you, Gary. See what happens.
For now. Give it back to me for now. We'll see. Oh, services are going to get much more strange than this. In a wonderful, wonderful way. Of course, right now I want to hear those words again. But I heard, trust me, and we have to do it His way, which was perfect because there was a situation within the last few days. And again, it's just all of this is just so much reminds me of Alan's message this morning about you finding your place and letting God use you as part of the body. In the last few days, I was into a situation. I have a calling. I have gifts that go with that calling. And but God can use me in however. Anyway, within the last few days, I got into a situation where I was right away aware I was out of my depth. It was not... I was just out of my depth. I didn't know what to do. What do you do when you don't know what to do? Oh God, you know what I'm saying? He moved on my wife to speak to a government gift who called another soldier in the army and who was willing, equipped. And my job, you're going to find out, this is somewhat of a tag team operation. He'll use you, but when the time comes to tag team the next one, there is no competition. Billy, I need you to come up here. I need you to come up here, Billy. He's too humble, you know. Now, for many of you, you know, Billy, we look at him, we think, now he's a Johnny come lately. I've been here 30 years. Sue and I have been here 30 years in June. He's been here a few years, right? But his history goes back with the message a lot longer than that. This is the soldier that was more equipped than me for that particular situation. He has experience and giftings and knowledge beyond what I have in that arena. So I just want you to notice it was an intercession of a wife, a government gift involved. I know who to call. Bring him alongside. All right, Gary, you can go now. I've got the man. I've got the man in charge to handle this. And I don't know how it turned out. And it doesn't matter. Well, it matters. But what I mean is, I know that we did what we were supposed to do. You know, the more you mature, I hope I'm more mature. The more humble you get, and you realize it's not about us. It's about Jesus, and it's about the sheep, and it's about the lost sons and daughters. What does it matter? Does it matter, Billy? I tell everyone, if you can't love Billy, you need to get saved. This guy's got a heart for Jesus now. I hate to tell you, he's not perfect. But neither am I. Neither are you. But he's got a heart that's perfect towards God. And he's my brother, my co-laborer. I'll fight in the trenches with you any day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Love you, man. Thank you. I don't want to disobey him at all. The love of God has been wrecking me in these last few months. Dave Roberson has become my teacher again in a way beyond where he'd been for several years. And I find that interesting. And it's not that I've ever quit listening to the series, the different messages I have. Sue knows I have. I continue to listen to them on a regular basis. But I don't know. I think all of the prayer times coming, plowing up the fallow ground or something, but I'm just hearing things. I know I've heard that, it's a message maybe I've heard 10 times, maybe 15 times, but I'm hearing things that I never heard. I heard them with my outer ear. I can only mark it down to maybe I'm old enough to hear it now. See, Dave recently, just messages I heard this week, he was talking about what Alan was talking about, the early days of ministry, and Dave was talking about the gifting that went with his calling, and he says, when I'd go to a meeting and God would come, he would show up and show out, and he would do miracles, healings. Then after the meeting, I'd go to my motel room, and it's like God went to his. Well, that's exactly what Alan was talking about. It started out that way, the gifting that comes with your calling. Dave talks about there was a season where the enemy came and tried to get him over into sin. He never does say what it was, and I'm glad. I don't want to know what it was. What he says was God forgot about it, and so did I. That's okay with me. But he says it was definitely there because God was trying to get him to go radical grace. Dave doesn't talk about it much, but he says, so I pushed. I don't know what it was, but he says, and the miracles were still there. And I pushed, and the miracles were still there. And the enemy came and said, see, it's all by grace. It doesn't matter whether you live holy or not. And right there, Dave drew the line and said, no, that's false doctrine. That's false doctrine. So Dave went on, and he talks about finally coming more and more into that room of love. See, I just got a little taste of that just a few weeks ago. If you haven't heard the one I did called, what did we call it? Strange title. This My Son Was Dead. And I talk about what happened there. This My Son Was Dead. It's about the prodigal son. And the Lord showed me in a new way for me. And it's not just showed me, I got to taste it just a little bit. His real love for the sinner and how he sees them. And even these evil politicians. He sees them as his children behind the bars of deception. And he wants them free. It's changed how I pray. It's changed a lot. And it's still changing. Again, I wish I could repeat the prophecy that just came through Hans, but when he talks about do it my way, you have to let me do it my way. You have to trust my wisdom. The message I had prepared for you today, obviously I'm not going to try and teach, but I am going to give you the end result of it. We don't normally connect up the madman of Gadara with the sower sows the word. But really they're connected. Mark chapter 4, the sower sows the word. And all of us started out in our babyhood stage with, well, you sow the word of healing if you need healing. You sow the word of prosperity if you need prosperity. All of that's true. It'll never change. That's all God. But then eventually we came to the born-again trail where God sowed the word into you. You're the ground. Jesus is the word. Now we know there's a conscience that comes with that new nature. And that's the fruit of the new nature growing up in, coming to, well, it comes in full grown, but it coming to maturity in you. Like Alan says, the nature of a puppy doesn't change. When it becomes a dog, it's still a dog's nature. Doesn't become a cat. But that dog does have to mature. Little puppy might become a CNI dog, you know. Might become a police dog or something. But it's got to grow into that. We have to grow into our callings. Well, so there's a maturity of understanding, Mark chapter 4. But see, the sower sows the word, and we normally start off, like I said, with the babyhood stage of sowing the literal written word into you. But see, right near the end of that chapter, he sows the word. Because oftentimes it's a rhema word, it's a right now instruction to you. And what he sows into them is, let us go over to the other side. That's the word. He sowed it into them. They got their marching orders. Let me do it my way. So they start going to the other side at the command of Jesus. And exactly what he said in Mark chapter 4 happens. Satan comes immediately to steal the word. A great storm came. Looks like it's impossible. Looks like they're going to die. Any of you ever obey God and look like you're going to die? Sue, raise your hand, baby. We obeyed God and looked like we were going to die. You know. And the apostles found out they weren't quite the hot rods they thought they were. You know, I'm going to obey you, Lord. I'll do whatever you say. You start obeying. Don't you care we're going to die? And he said, how is it you have no faith? He wasn't worried at all. He was asleep, see. We got to mature to that level. But see, I don't know that I ever would have seen this without this little taste of love that he gave me. Because they got to the other side. Now think about it this way. I'm going to say it another way. Would you say the future of those 12 apostles living was important for the world? Risk the lives of the 12. What is so important about the other side? What happens when they get there? That's where they find the madman of Gadara. Risked everything. See, I didn't see it till after this little taste of love. Risked everything to seek and to save the one. This one son that was possessed with devils. And boy, the description given, this guy was, he was in bad shape. Most churches wouldn't allow him to in the door. I mean, this guy was, they couldn't even hold him with chains, it says. It says fetters. I didn't know what fetters was. I had to look it up. That's ankle chains. That's ankle bracelets. They couldn't hold this guy with chains and fetters. He'd break them. Had the power of devils on the inside of him. And it says he'd roam all night long, moaning and crying out. And he was naked and he'd cut himself with stones. I can't prove this, but when those devils came out of him and went into the pigs, what did the pigs do? I think those were suicide devils. Cutting with stones was the prelude, but those things are out to kill him. I think. Now, I can't prove that, but that's one way to think about it. But in any event, he can't get himself free. And here comes Jesus. Risk, if you'll allow me, the lives of the apostles going through the storm. If I was one of the apostles, we nearly died for this guy. Jesus says, I will die for this guy. The love of God is wrecking me. It's just wrecking me. I'm just beginning to see little glimpses. I will die for this guy. As soon as those devils see Jesus coming, they get on their knees, which is probably the best thing they could do, begging him not to cast them out and make them leave the country. Boy, he cast them out anyway. Put them in those pigs. 2,000 pigs. How many devils are in that guy? When the people, of course, the pigs all run into the ocean and the sea and drown themselves. So, you know, 2,000 pigs got to be worth some money. Well, when the people come, when it's told what all happened, the people come and they see that madman of Gadara. He's not mad anymore. Sitting there in clothed, says, and in his right mind. The world has got to see some of this. What's amazing to me, even after they saw that, see, and everybody there knew him. He was famous in that part of the world, Decapolis, the 10 cities. He was famous around there. But even that, seeing him in his clothed and in his right mind, do you know what they valued more than him? The pigs, the lost money. And they asked Jesus to please leave our area, because they didn't want him to wreck their business anymore. Now here's another part of the love of God. This goes right along again with Alan's message and what the Lord said to Hans about, you got to trust him. You got to let him do it his way. You got to let him put you in the body. You got to surrender your will to his. Surrender your will to his. Let him put you where he wants you. Because when Jesus and the 12 were about to leave, that man who's now sane and in his right mind, can you imagine? I wonder how many years he'd been in those tombs. You know, Mary, he talks about Mary Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils. And boy, she loved much, didn't she not? She loved much. Can you imagine this guy? Thousands of devils. And of course, when he sees Jesus and the 12 about to leave, he comes and says, let me go with you. Let me go with you. And Jesus says, I need you to stay here. If you want to look it up, it's in Mark 5. I told you I had a nice lesson prepared for you. I want to say it exactly how Jesus said, 5:19, Mark 5:19. Jesus did not allow it. but said unto him, isn't this amazing? This man says, let me come with you, Jesus. Normally, Jesus said, follow me, didn't he? So you got to trust his wisdom. This is what the Lord just said. It's so perfect. I had this message prepared before this service, not having any idea the service was going to go the way it did. You got to trust my wisdom. Alan's message. You got to let the Lord put you in the body where he wants you in the body. And normally, follow me. This guy says, okay, I want to follow you. I want to go with you. But Jesus says, no. Go home to your friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for you and has had compassion on you. See, compassion, I heard Dave say this week, love is the fuel that compassion burns. God, is that great or what? Why did he have compassion on that man? Because he loved him. Here's one of the 99 are home safe, but here's one. We're going to go get this one. I don't care what the devil thinks about it. He can throw all the storms he wants. We're going to the other side. And this one, he's going to be set free. But notice he wants to follow Jesus, and I would too. But you got to trust his wisdom. See, at this point, all of the Decapolis, that means 10 cities. There were 10 cities in that region, that whole area. They wanted Jesus to leave because he was harmful to their business. So Jesus leaves this man there, not really as an evangelist, but to tell his testimony, to go everywhere. See, we can all do that. You may not be an evangelist, but you can sure tell what great things the Lord has done for you. I can tell, I can stand all day and tell you the things that the Lord has done for us. We've got to be more vocal. And I didn't look this up for you. I believe it's chapter 7. You'll find out that the word spread. See if I can find it for you real quick. The teacher in me. Give me just a moment. I may not be able to. Okay. Yeah, go over two chapters. Go over to Mark chapter 7. I don't know how much time goes by between Mark 5 and Mark 7. But just notice this. I've got to understand this man has been there going about telling what great things. And at that moment, though, when this happened, they didn't want Jesus there. But this man goes about telling what great things the Lord. And he's famous. When I was in South Africa, I never got to meet this man, but there was a man named Arthur. I believe his name was Arthur. He was the most famous gangster bad guy in all of South Africa. I mean, he's the guy that the gangsters were afraid of. Huge mountain of a man. I saw pictures of him. And he wound up going to prison finally after a long time. They got him into prison, but he got saved, and he got radically saved. He got filled with the Holy Ghost and got on fire for Jesus. And this guy became one of the greatest evangelists in South Africa. And he was active while I was there. And they said, it's amazing. They'll listen to him when they won't listen to anybody else. And they think, if that guy can get saved, Jesus is real. See? Sometimes you got to have somebody. This guy had a reputation. They're all thinking that this, if Jesus can set this guy free, it's got to be for real. Because watch this. Two chapters later, it says, and again, departing from the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, he came into the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coasts of Decapolis. Now that's where the madman was. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. See, they're bringing people to Jesus now. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. He took him aside from the multitude, put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue and looked up to heaven. And he sighed and said unto him, whatever that word is, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were opened and the string of his tongue was loosed and he spake plain. See, and still, Jesus, he charged them that they should tell no man. Right. But the more he charged them, so much the more, a great deal they published it. And were beyond measure astonished, saying, he hath done all things well. Now, these are the same people that wanted him to leave town. He has done all things well. And he makes both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. My. I hear this phrase, I'm going to say it. See, he wanted that man of Gadara delivered. I'm going to say it. He cared about his deliverance. He didn't care about making him happy. This is not about making you happy. This is about finding your place and being your part of that. I don't really care whether my kidney is happy being a kidney. But I need my kidney to do its job. We've got to mature to the place wherever he puts us in the body. It's really not about your happiness. Well, I'm not happy doing this. If that's where he needs you, that's where he needs you. Now, I think most of the time we'll be happy where he puts us, but not always. Okay. I'm still listening, and I'm seeing pictures, and he's just bringing an onslaught of stuff. See, right now I'm seeing the movie of Richard Wurmbrand. It's not really him. Richard Wurmbrand was in prison 14 years. Romania, I think it was, for preaching. It might have been, anyway, one of those, was it Romania? Okay. For preaching the gospel. Two separate terms, but the total was 14 years. 14 years. You say that real quick. Boy, that's a spell. 14 years. Yet later when he finally did get released, him and his wife, she wasn't in prison with him. They incarcerated her for 3 years, I think it was. But they were eventually reunited. When they wrote the book together, Richard said, now in prison, tortured, literally tortured, in chains, they thanked God for the guards putting them in chains so they would have musical instruments in order to worship God. They would clink the chains to the timing and they would sing praises to God. Thank you that you gave us musical instruments. Now here's the sentence. So we're talking about happy. He says, the most joyful Christians I have ever known are those that I lived with in the prisons. And we fat, rich Americans, full of comfort, we don't understand that at all. But I think we're going to. Hearken well. I hear it again. I'm not prophesying, just remembering. Hearken well to the voice of my spirit. Pay great heed to the things he's saying to us. We are at a critical time and we do not want a miscarriage. Hearken well. Yes, please, play again. Thank God they're still up there. I don't know what's going to happen either. You guys are doing great. I just feel a hesitancy about releasing quite yet. Whatever you want to do for a little while. I feel like old home week. We've got family here that I haven't seen in quite a while. Family from across the country. time no see. About authority in those prophecies and how he needs that authority from us. And I, during this, while they were playing, I heard this verse again from Matthew 12:28, because we just talked about the madman of Gadara who Jesus cast the demons out of, and there were a lot of them. See, in Matthew 12:28, he says, "But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come unto you." As far as God's concerned, really, until the Spirit moves, unless the Spirit is allowed to move. Let me say it a different way. You know for sure the kingdom of God has come when the Spirit gets to move. Let me say it that way. See, in the Spirit, it wasn't really Jesus. It was the Spirit of God in him that cast out those devils. Now, it's him. It's his authority. But he had a body on planet Earth, didn't he? He had a body from planet Earth while he's on planet Earth. But see, Jesus himself is in heaven right now. The question is, does he have a body on planet Earth? Yes, he does. And we are it. But our body has to become just as pliable and quick to obey him as our natural body is our natural brain. See how my fingers, even at age 75, glory to God, see how they move? I'm telling them. I'm not like, first finger move, second finger. They're all moving, aren't they? Quick. They don't argue with me. They do what I say. The body of Christ. He's telling us that if we'll come to that place, to see it's Romans 12:1, that I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect. It's all, the two of them go together. I don't want to do it that way. Sometimes I can quote it. Right now I'm going to read it. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. What do you mean? My body is now your body, Jesus. And I'm presenting it to you holy, acceptable, And this is my reasonable service. This is what's reasonable. So that you will have a body on planet Earth. So your authority carries full sway here. I'm no longer conformed to this world, but I'm transformed by the renewing of my mind. Why? So that now I can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. But he does it through his body, which is your body, that's been offered as a sacrifice to him. And it's a daily sacrifice. One time at Calling in the Lost, just minding my own business and going through the confessions, I think, he said, and I think I had taught that night about take up your cross daily. And he just said out of the blue, he said, well, one thing's for sure. One of you is going to be on the cross daily. Either your spirit's going to be on the cross or your flesh is going to be on the cross. We need our flesh to be on the cross. Those that are Christ, out of Galatians 5, those that are Christ have crucified the flesh. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Not faith in the Son of God, faith of the Son of God. This is what he died for. He died in faith that he could live through this body. Feet, you got to stay here. We're not done. I want to run. I'm excited. I want to just encourage you again. If you can, come to the prayer times. They're wonderful. They're wrecking me in a wonderful way. Listen to Dave. Dave is still teaching us, I promise you. I'm graduated to volume 4 of the worship series, you know. God, I'm hearing things like, I know they were there before, but I couldn't hear them then. Thank you, Pastor Dave. Still our teacher, by under the Holy Ghost. Lord, I'm afraid to dismiss. I'm afraid not to. The fear of the Lord. Know that offenses will come through unexpected sources. Be on constant alert. I don't use the word hackles, but when you feel your hackles rise, I hope that works. Discern. Discern the source. Be on guard against offenses, for the enemy has come, and he will come, to do his best to divide and conquer. But fear not, little flock. I have not left you as orphans. You know the voice of the Spirit. Follow him and you'll be fine. And pray for those that are unwittingly being used by the enemy. They truly don't know what they're doing.